So this week, I spent the week studying Çatalhöyük and Hasselar in Anatolia, or what was became Turkey.
Anatolia.
Right.
From the Byzantine Ottoman Empire.
Well, this is back 6500 B.C.
Well, this is Byzantine Ottoman. That's what the Byzantine and Ottoman is about.
Okay. So I was looking at that for, I was energizing, looking into that. And all of a sudden, a coup happens in Turkey. So one could start to speculate, the power you claim I have, it's all about me.
Yeah.
Where I go, stuff happens.
Now, go back to the point now when you got this. This is an echo. No one, your audience, however perverse, doesn't seem to notice, mind, or care that all this has happened. The whole wide world is just running around trying to find something to chop off. The Moyles are so busy these days trying to get people circumcised in time for the rupture. But it's a terrible thing. But we've been talking about this forever. Go kill yourself. Go shoot up everybody. They're killing each other, shooting each other point-blank range in the streets. And they're blowing up countries and blowing up things, running over people. We talked about this to death. And everybody just kind of looked and like, oh, Ion, you pathetic little non-physical. You have no idea what you're talking about. Now, all of a sudden, you turn on Clinton News Network and find out that Donald Trump is actually running for the president. It's astounding. So, as you bubble along here, and then the next thing you know, you have a woman running the UK. Oh, yeah, we already told y'all that, too, Miss May. Y'all think Margaret Thatcher had you something. You wait till this little ball brummer gets up there. It's going to be something to see. Let me tell you what, the queen's going to hang on a little longer. It's all good. She's going to make the queen mom proud. You record all this, Bob. You check your recording. Make sure you get your little numbers right. All right. Now, you go back to where you made your little mark, where you bumped it. The bumped it is from the swirl. Remember in Thor, when they lined up the nine planets, the nine dimensions, the nine worlds, the nine segments? Okay?
Yeah.
If you could line those up, Thor could have his battle from layer to layer to layer to layer to layer, from world to world to world to world to world. This is also a lining up, too, as well.
All right. Am I lining up?
The dimensions and the lines.
All right.
In the world.
And what does it go with where I say, or it's lining me up with?
Well, we like it. You megalomania, you. Narcissism hasn't done very much for you. Actually, the things that you were led to look at are those things. So it is your most wonderful power, but it's your power is that you're allowed to see the things that are happening so that you'll be on point as they're happening.
Right. That's me living ahead of myself.
No, that's you not knowing those different dimensions. So you parlay into some little something, something, and the next thing you know, that's what becomes the point. And then you parlay into a little something, something, and that's what becomes the point. And everywhere you leave becomes a desolate, barren place like Canada and City Island and all those places that you've left. Now Maui's on the decline. It's withering now, too. So got that out of where the water won't even boil in Maui. It's pretty bad.
You seem to be saying that where I am drawn to some place so I can be tuned in to what something's going to happen in a couple of days later. That's where I'm living ahead of myself. I'm living
instant.
3 days.
It's more instant. It's just catching up. See, the only reason you're noticing now is that used to you were in the rearview mirror standpoint of you had to wait forever. You had to wait till the New York Times noticed something, and they don't notice anything. And now you come back into a place where it's a very different conversation, and you don't know which isn't is up. So now it's instant. So now they're telling you about the shooter before they've even stopped shooting. They got their phones. They're killing people in their car. You know, the officer, the man that was killed, shot him in the arm 9 yards. He wasn't doing just right. He had a bunch of 52 different tickets for the last couple of years. And he was told him he had a current gun permit and a gun. He reached, pulled out, and she shot him. And she has got a Twitter facial book live feed of him damn dying right there on them for everybody to see while it's damn happening. She's reporting the murder before the man, poor man, ever dies. Now, I mean, who is this person who did this?
Who's the woman?
This little black lady.
Oh,
one of the
just
people
there.
Who, well, you know, they were, it was the big thing that caused the big thing. And blowed up Houston, and then it blowed up Dallas, and then it blowed up Baton Rouge, and it's blowing up Boston, and poor Boston, they're killing people in Boston all over the place. It's just terrible. Who the hell even goes to Boston except to go and get some of them lobster sandwiches, some of them little hoagie sandwichy things. It's the po' boys with some lobster things on it, and they go around and they're killing everybody over this, over the damn lobster.